In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If Bill Gates were to give away half his fortune, he would still be a very rich man. In fact, Bill's friend, Warren Buffett, has already pledged to give away 99% of his fortune. Now, I crunched the numbers. And once Mr. Buffett has given away 99% of his $58.5 billion fortune, he will have to find a way to survive for the rest of his life on a paltry $585 million. In today's gospel reading, the wealthy tax collector named Zacchaeus pledges to Jesus that he will give away 50% of his fortune, which looks pretty measly compared to Buffett's 99%. And yet Jesus seems pleased with him and says, "Today salvation has come to this house." Jesus must be very pleased with Warren Buffett. For a second week in a row, we have a gospel reading from Luke about a repentant tax collector. Now, this morning's tax collector, Zacchaeus, shows a different kind of repentance than the unnamed tax collector we heard about last week. Zacchaeus does not ask Jesus for forgiveness or mercy, as last week's tax collector asked from God. Zacchaeus simply tells Jesus what he's going to do. He's going to give away half his fortune, and he's going to make amends to anyone he's wronged. Something about Jesus grabbed Zacchaeus, who apparently had heard about Jesus but had never seen him. But Zacchaeus so wanted to see this traveling preacher he'd heard about that he climbed a sycamore tree to do so. Now, wealthy tax collectors weren't any more likely to climb trees in those days than they are today. So you can imagine how badly Zacchaeus wanted to simply catch sight of Jesus. Zacchaeus presumably would have been thrilled out of his mind to hear Jesus preach or to see him heal the blind or deaf. But Jesus does the unthinkable. And as he's passing by, he turns to look at Zacchaeus in the eye and call him by name and tell him that he's staying in Zacchaeus' own house. Can you imagine springing that one on your wife when you walk in the door? "Honey, guess who I brought home for dinner?" Zacchaeus just wanted to see Jesus and hear Jesus and know something more about this prophet he'd heard so much about. That's why Zacchaeus climbs that tree. But Jesus sees him, and Jesus knows him, and Jesus comes to him into his very own home. The only time in my life I've seen anything even close to that was when a decade ago I was blessed to see Archbishop Desmond Tutu. He had come to my seminary in New York to preach the graduation service, and everyone on campus wanted to see and meet and hear from this great man. Now, Archbishop Tutu had taught at the seminary for a year back in the 80s, and although we were all overjoyed to be in his presence on that day 10 years ago, nothing could compare to the smiles I saw on the faces of those he remembered from his 9 months there, 20 years earlier. He was running up to guys on the maintenance staff, hugging them and saying, "Jimmy, great to see you again. How's Alice? Are she and the boys okay?" The expression of these people that Archbishop Tutu embraced were a combination of shock and joy, which is a pretty good combination if you think about it. How did this great man remember my name, the name of my wife and kids? Zacchaeus had never so much as laid eyes on Jesus, but still Jesus knew him at once, seemingly had already known him, wanted to come to him, and wanted to give him new life. What was Jesus' message to Zacchaeus? Well, he seems to say that Zacchaeus had been lost, a sinner, out of right relationship with God, presumably because he was abusing his role as a tax collector. Whether he was a rich man before becoming a tax collector, we don't know. And we don't even know if he stopped being a tax collector after his encounter with Jesus. Although it seems at the very least that he won't go around defrauding anyone in the future. And he doesn't say he'll give everything to the poor, but only half. And who knows? It could be that after giving away half his wealth, Zacchaeus might still be a wealthy man. Just as Warren Buffett will be a wealthy man after he gives away 99% of his fortune. I once heard it said that a good sermon is about one thing. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, this may not be a very good sermon. Because I think today's gospel reading is about more than one thing. First, it's about God's relationship to all of us, who are none of us perfect, but all sinners, just like Zacchaeus. God knows us, and God wants to come into our lives just as he knew Zacchaeus and wanted to come into his life. Not because Zacchaeus was a perfect human being, but because he was an imperfect human being. Secondly, God wants us to commit to living better lives, caring for others rather than using them for our own purposes, just as Zacchaeus promised Christ that he would mend his ways and stop taking advantage of others. Thirdly, a joyful reaction to God's forgiveness and blessing is to be generous with what you have. You don't have to give everything away. Zacchaeus didn't, and Jesus seems just fine with that. But he gave, and he gave without asking, and he gave joyfully. If you're going to give something away, that's the best way to do it. Amen.